rolling along here. A lot to get ready for with Minnesota, you know, new team, new staff, players we're not familiar with. So you just spend a lot of extra time trying to get familiar with them. And, of course, we know, Norv and Mike and Joe Marciano and those guys. But it's still, they're doing a lot of new things. You see them add things every week. Certainly had a lot of wrinkles last week against St. Louis. So, a lot of things for us to prepare for and get ready for. I think our team's done a good job of trying to, get on it all. But they do a good job. They're well coached, and they got a good team.
In terms of guys that you have to prepare for, is it tougher to prepare for somebody like a rookie like Anthony Barr as opposed to a more veteran guy that you got more film on?
I think most all the veteran players are, ahead of most all rookie players at this time.
But in terms of Barr, is it tougher to, get a good read on him since there's less film on?
No, he's played in every game. I mean, he's out there. And he's playing a new position. I mean, I think he's, he's learning a lot too. So it's not like going to, I think a lot of the experienced players, the Petersons, the Castles, the Rudolphs, the Josephs, Greenway, Harrison Smith, guys like that. I mean, those guys are some pretty good and crafty players, know a lot of tricks. Real good at disguise, setting up things, doing complimentary things to offset it. I'd say for the most part, and I'm not specifically talking about anybody, but for the most part, most rookies are just trying to do their job. I mean, they're not trying to think of like all the creative things and all the things that go beyond it. They're just trying to get their job right. It's been my experience.
From what you've seen from Matt Castle since he's left, what aspect, I guess, of the game do you think he's improved on the most?
Well, since he was here, it's obviously experience. He hadn't started a game since high school when we had him, until he started in that 08 season. So he's got a lot of playing time under his belt now. You can just see his experience and confidence and decision-making, all at a lot higher level than they were in 08. And they were good in 08. I'm not saying that. I thought he did a great job for us in that season. He played really well and, helped us win 11 games. But I think it's definitely improved with more time and more opportunity.
You mentioned Harrison Smith. It seems like just from watching some of last week's game that they used him in a few different ways. They used him as a blitzer, it looked like, a little bit. What kind of challenges does he present to an offense?
Yeah, I said they do have all their players. And they're, Munnerlin, Smith. Their safeties, their inside guys. They blitz, they cover, they play man, they play zone. They disguise well, so they include our linebackers, whether that's Barr and Greenway, or when they put Barr down, Greenway and Hodges, and all those guys do a good job of blitzing, covering, faking, man, zone. So that's really the scheme that Coach Zimmer runs, and they do a good job with it. They're all part of it.
How concerned are you about your offensive line based on what we saw last week in Miami and the success that Minnesota had last week putting pressure on the St. Louis quarterbacks?
I said after the game in Miami, I think we all got to do a better job on offense, defense, and special teams, players, coaches, all of us. We got to do a better job. So I put everybody in that category. We're all working to get better, and we all need to do better.
Do you feel like some of those problems that you had last week are fixed and the line's much better moving forward?
I think we worked hard this week to try to correct problems in all the areas that I just spoke about. We'll see you on Sunday.
Have you settled on a more permanent offensive line, or will we see more of that rotation in and out that we saw in Miami?
Each week we'll do what we feel is best for the football team in every area, at every position.
For a college center coming to the NFL, what, in your experience, what Is there one thing that is maybe the biggest adjustment for that position going from college to the NFL?
Well, I'd say probably the biggest adjustment for any player from college to NFL is the passing game. So whatever part of the passing game that player is involved in, that's probably the biggest adjustment. For a center, pass protection, the number of protections relative to probably what he ran in college, the number of different defensive looks and fronts and potential adjustments will be all multiplied, probably exponentially. So not saying the running game's the same, but it's more the same. But I'd say the passing game, the type of players that they're blocking and the schemes that they're facing and the amount of variables in an offensive system plus the amount of variables in a defensive system, you know, can that adds up in a hurry. So, you know, if you're only doing one or two things, even if they do five things, it's 10. But, you know, you're doing 10 things, they're doing 10 things, now it's 100, you know. But it's really a lot more than that. So it adds up pretty quickly. I think that's, you know, and the center's got to control some of that. He's got to make decisions, calls, to some degree of adjustments. And there's a lot of gray area, you know. Is the linebacker up in the line? Is he not in the line? Did he start in line, move out? Did he start back and move up? When is the line of demarcation and some adjustments or designations? And that's, you know, a lot of experience and recognition and communication. So it's hard.
How do you feel like Brian has handled it so far?
Good. I mean, you know, unfortunately the time he missed in camp was time he could have used, like any young player, but you know, he had a lot of time in the spring to do that, so there's certainly some recall. And you know, he's a smart kid, and he's worked hard at that, but I'd say those are still challenging, you know, and he didn't do it there for a period of, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks, whatever it was. And so, you know, he makes progress. He gets better every day, but there's still some catching up to do.
Bill, is Cordarrelle Patterson a big enough threat that you consider employing a spy on him?
I don't know. What's a spy?
Just somebody that just focuses on him, just wherever he is, that's...
I mean, you got to cover every receiver on every play somehow, so I don't know how you could not, you know, not cover a receiver. Somebody's got to cover him.
Do you assign a specific person to him for the majority of the game?
I mean, it depends on what you're playing. I mean, you could. That would be an option. You could do that. You could not do that. Again, there's always, if we talked about it, there's pluses and minuses to doing that.
In the return game, who would you compare Patterson to in terms of guys you faced in the past?
It's probably like the kid from Baltimore. I mean, he's big, strong, aggressive, hard to tackle. And he's got good vision, and he, you know, hits seams, but even there's a lot of times where guys get a shot at him and they just can't tackle him. Or he runs through tackles, and he's got breakaway speed. So he's that type of player. You know, can hit the home run, can go the distance. Sometimes it's there, but sometimes it's really not there, and he still, you know, makes a lot out of it. So, yeah, I mean, that's a mark of a real good returner, is a guy that can take something that doesn't look like it's great and turn it into a big play. And Sherrill's is, you know, probably as dangerous on punt returns. You know, different, but different type of guy, different style of guy, but equally explosive and dangerous. So their return game is, you know, was the best in the league last year, the combination of the two. And so that would be a big challenge for our special teams units.
Well, Mike Zimmer said that in working with Bill Parcells, he studied the Patriots quite a bit. Can you see concepts of Parcells' defense and his approach in the Vikings, you know, in the preseason, and how much film you've watched on them so far?
It's probably a better question for Mike. I mean, fundamentally and how it's taught and so forth, I have no real knowledge of that. So, I don't know.
How much carryover is there from what you've seen on film between what the Bengals were doing on defense last year and what you've seen the Vikings doing defensively this year?
Yeah, a lot. A lot of carryover.
Is there something specific that they were doing in Cincinnati last year? Obviously, you guys struggled with them offensively that you might expect to see them do this weekend.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if they Xeroxed the same game plan. I mean, we couldn't do much. 1 for 13 on third down, 6 points, whatever it was. I mean, we couldn't. They did a good job. So, yeah, we're certainly prepared for that if they just do the same thing they did last year. I wouldn't shock me at all. Until we show we can do something about it. We didn't do much last year.
Does Zimmer bring pressure from a lot of different places, like he did last year against...
They can. Yeah, they can. Strong side, weak side, up the middle. Bring secondary pressure, linebacker pressure. Yeah, no, they do a good job keeping you off balance. I'd say that's one of the real strengths, is they give you a bunch of, not so much different looks, but different combinations off of similar looks. So you have to be ready for everybody. You can't just say, well, it's going to be this or it's going to be that. It's sometimes it's this, sometimes it's strong side, sometimes it's weak side, sometimes it's up the middle, sometimes it's man, sometimes it's zone, sometimes it's blitz zone, sometimes it's all out blitz, sometimes it's all out, it's all just max coverage and they drop everybody off, but off that same look. So they do a good job. And like I said, Harrison Smith, Greenway, Munnerlin, especially those inside guys, do a real good job with the disguise and not really letting you know, giving you a great read on what's going to happen. You have to figure it out after the snap, and your receivers and your quarterback and your line sometimes has to make post-snap adjustments, and they do a good job of that.
Changed about Adrian Peterson since the only time you guys have faced him back in 2010, if anything?
Yeah, I would not say not a whole lot. I mean, he's got, for his size, he can really make sharp cuts. He's obviously got a lot of power, a lot of speed. He's got good vision. He sees the holes. You don't see him running into the back of blockers or running into piles and that kind of thing. He's got really good vision, and he's got, for his size and power, he's got good quickness, a very explosive change of direction. He can stop and cut quickly and be moving fast in a hurry. So he's got great skills. Hard to tackle. He's got really good lower body strength. Pulls through with his legs, just pulls through a lot of tackles. He's got good bend, can dip his shoulder and get his pads down. Doesn't run erect. You got to do a good job of tackling him. He gets a lot of yards on his own. He's a good player.
Kind of off the beaten path, Bill, but you're a historian, obviously, of the game. Do you still associate the Vikings and Bud Grant very closely?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah. I mean, when I was at Detroit, Bud was the coach there, and they probably played as basic a defense as anybody's ever played, two coverages, but they had a great front four and had some very instinctive players on defense. And they played the same thing, pretty much the same defensively, pretty much the same thing all the time. But again, they had really good recognition and anticipation. They knew how to, because they were always in the same thing, they kind of knew what to look for and knew how to react to it. And they were very good and had a great pass rush, so their defensive backs played aggressively, and they would jump routes and, get interceptions. Krause had, I don't know, whatever, 50-some interceptions, but, a lot of that was due to the pass rush and a little time the quarterback had to hold on to the ball, and, he'd recognize routes and anticipate them and jump them. They had some really good linebackers there, Blair and Hilgenberg. Those guys. So, yeah, I mean, Bud was, and you knew that they were mentally and physically tough. You were definitely going to get that from them, and they I mean, that was a trademark of him and those teams.
Just to clarify, when you were talking about who Patterson compares to, when you said Baltimore, were you talking about Torrey Smith or Jacoby Jones?
No, I was talking about on the return game, Jones, yeah. Yeah, no, as a kickoff return.
It was a difficult with the way that you have to limit, obviously, contact with the quarterback through the preseason and training camp and everything. Is it difficult for guys that are rushing the passer for them to work on how to hit the quarterback? We saw just watching the game last night on the Steelers game. There was a big roughing the quarterback penalty there. I'm just wondering how you try to get those guys to know how to react when they get in that moment.
Yeah, I mean, we talk about it a lot. We work on it. We obviously, speaking for us, we've got to work on it more. We just got to do a better job of coaching it and being disciplined and doing it, you know. It's pretty, like, the rule is what it is. Like, you have a strike zone to hit, you have to hit in that strike zone. And that's the rule, so. And you can't leave with your head, so. Below the shoulders, above the knees, can't leave with the head. So you got to find a way to hit the quarterback without doing those things. So that's what we have. I mean, every team in the league has to do it. That's what we have to do. We have to do a better job of it. We have to coach it better. We gotta do it better.
Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thank you.